All right, so here we are, Worldwide Live, BBS Radio. I'm very glad it's possible. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible. And this is the Win Free call, the Monday night call. We have the phone lines open. We have a few people on the phone line right now. Actually, not too many. We have like 10 open lines. And every time you hear a ding, that's another person joining in on the phone. And
another angel gets their wings.
Yep. Here we have somebody else joining in. I welcome you. And if you want to, please say your name and location.
This is Ariel. I'm in Rollins, Wyoming now, watching over four children.
Ariel, I haven't heard from you in a long time. How are you?
Ariel, it's Lucy.
Hi,
how
Lucy.
You doing?
How are you guys?
We're doing okay. How are you? You doing the babysitting?
I'm babysitting. I found out I have a disgenerative situation, but I've been called by God to come over here and take care of the kids, so here I am.
Good,
glad you're here right now, Ariel.
I'm so happy to hear you guys. I miss you all.
Great.
We missed you.
After you, we had two more people join in. I welcome those folks, and if you want to, please say your name and location.
Morning, hi. It's Todd in Chicago.
Morning in Chicago. Hey, Todd. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
And there was another line who joined in. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Corinne, New Jersey.
Hello. Welcome to the call, Corinne.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
I went into my spam folder.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Wynn's thing.
All right.
Oh, that's
never done that before.
Yeah, sometimes it does that. Anyway, Marilyn, thank you for those St. Patrick wishes. It was so funny. I like her.
Yeah, I like her too.
I like her.
Somebody else just came in.
Then I welcome the person. Thank you, Ron. I didn't hear that. I welcome the next person. Please say your name and location.
Michael in Camino, California.
Good evening, Michael. Thank you for being here, man.
Hey, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Is the cat up?
Hello.
All right. And we're still 5 minutes away from the hour, so we are early on BBS. I welcome those people that are joining in over BBS online. And I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Francis calling in from Concord, California.
Yeah, hi, Francis. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And then welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Celeste from Sedona.
Hello, Celeste. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
I love these pictures. On the letter he sent over, the email Wynn sent out.
Yeah.
I like his pictures.
I know.
I think we had another caller joined in from Canada. I welcome you. Please say your name and location.
It's Carola in Okotoks, Alberta.
Yeah, hi, Carola. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
And then welcome the next caller. We had somebody else just join in. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh.
Hi, Marilyn. I just read your beautiful writings on the email. That's fantastic.
You like that? Thank you. That's for your mother.
Yeah.
Meow.
That's for you.
That's for your cat.
Meow.
Say hi.
And I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, everyone. It's Joel in Chicago.
Hi, Joel. Welcome to the call.
Percy, North Carolina.
Hi, Joel.
Who's this from North Carolina?
Percy. Like Percy.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing lovely. We got a nice storm, but I'm doing lovely.
Great. Thank you for being here, Percy.
You have an ice storm there?
It's minor compared to last week. We were without power for 1 week, but we're good this week.
Wow.
Right. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, hi, it's Eric in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah, hi, Eric. Good evening to you. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
I feel bad for you guys. Yesterday, the family, my grandkids and my daughter and her husband, they went to the pool. It was 85 degrees yesterday and sunny.
Where was that?
Oh, it thank you, swimming. Lucy. Thank you
in
for
Florida.
Hearing all that.
In Florida.
Oh, wow.
We're still chilly up here in Michigan at 19 degrees.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah,
I was surprised, but it was 85, so they went to the pool.
Wow.
The water was cold, but the kids went swimming.
Oh, the kids always want to swim. They won't get out of the water.
It was the first time this year. No.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Steve in West Palm Beach.
Hello, Steve. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
This is Lucy from Orlando.
So, and the Rock is the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. I didn't copy that. If you want to, please say your name and location. All right, we welcome you and then welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi.
Good evening, Terry.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here again.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Glad to receive again your information regarding my mom. What a blessing. Thank you.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, all right. So here we had more callers join in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Terry. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Hi, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, Don.
Hello, Jackie in Pittsburgh.
Good evening, Jackie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hello to everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Jackie.
Hey,
Jackie.
Hello, Jackie in Pittsburgh. Hi. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. We have one noise-making line. I'm going to try to tackle that line and mute it. We're good right now. So, Terry, do you know if Wynn is grounded enough for tonight?
Yeah, he is. He should be here momentarily.
All right.
How's that train ride from Los Angeles? Is it pretty scenic, or...?
Lots of sand, probably.
It was dark. It was at night.
Oh, night.
So we saw was a few lights and snow on the ground. And, but it was really nice because there was a bunch of people sitting right there, and they all had guitars. So the guy across from us, he was playing his guitar, and he was all excited that Wynn had his guitar.
Cool.
So it was a lot of fun.
Does the train go straight to Flagstaff, or does it go to like a Phoenix first and then north, or how does it go?
No, it goes straight to Flagstaff.
So right through the mountains, right across the mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice and
sort of a long route, 40.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, I'm Wanda. And I'm from Liebenthal, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Yeah, hi, Wanda. Welcome back again. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right, somebody else came in after you. Welcome in person. Please say your name and location. If you want to. Okay, this person, sorry, I need to mute you. You have background noise coming in. I apologize for muting you, but I want to keep the sound clear.
Probably the ice storm.
Second. Is that you, Joel? Did I mute? No, you muted yourself. Wait. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Nancy in Michigan here.
Hi, Nancy. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thanks so much. Hi.
All right. Thank you for being here. And here is somebody else. I welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
I don't want to.
All right, that's okay. We'll mute you.
We know that.
Mute him.
Good evening.
Ready.
Glad you're here, Wynn. Here's another person joining in. Welcome. Please say your name and location. All right. However, we welcome you. I'm going to turn the entry next.
Is Terry there?
I'm here.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hey, you're on time.
Really? 2 minutes early. So we are live on BBS. So welcome also those folks who are joining in on the internet. Thank you so much for being here.
Hive, you do such a spectacular job.
Thank you.
Hey, Hives.
Thank you for the
watch. You better watch it, Hives, because sooner or later, Lucy's going to come on and call you a star.
He's a professional. You're the star.
It was sooner than later, huh?
Shine different.
Lucy, I'm a human. Lucy and I had an
email.
Lucy and I had an email dialogue, okay? And she said she was sorry that she got me mad because she called me a star. How dare you, Lucy?
We all got, we all are.
Lucy.
We all one, and we all God, and we all light and love and everything.
I'm just a guy that's willing to stick his foot in his mouth more than most people.
And Ariel is on the line, Ariel is on the line, Wynn.
Pardon me?
Ariel?
Yes.
Ariel's on the line. Ariel,
yes.
Are you there?
Well,
Ariel.
She was.
She's taking care
is
of kids.
Is Ariel on the line? Is Ariel on the line?
Ariel.
Yeah, I'm here.
Is Julia. Is that Ariel?
No.
Ariel. Is Julia on the line?
No, I haven't seen her.
Has she been around lately?
Julia from Humboldt County.
Julia, who was going through really desperate things.
Yes, that she's from Humboldt County, but she all of a sudden she got like a boost of energy, but then she hasn't come on the calls the last couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, I hope she hasn't.
Wynn?
Who's that?
Hello? This is
Anthony. Hi, Anthony. Anthony, did you just send me an email, Anthony?
Yes, I did. Could we have Terry move closer to the mic? We need more volume.
Terry?
Yeah. We need you closer to the mic so we have more volume.
Well, you know what? I wasn't going to let her say anything anyway.
Okay.
All right. No problem then.
All right. Thanks.
No. We'll have her move closer to the mic.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I can't understand.
Me?
This conference is being recorded.
Who said please understand?
I can't understand Terry oftentimes when she's channeling. It's all muffled and some words are skipped.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't understand her most of the time. She talks over my head.
Poor Terry.
By the way, we're recording now.
And getting beat up tonight.
I decided not just to let you guys come in and we'll be as we are without making pretend we're recording. But this is March 17th, 6 p.m., and our Monday night call. Wynn and Terry
in Sedona, and all of you wherever you are. And I'm going to leave the mics open for a bit.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Is today St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, it is.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning. Who's Irish on the line?
Me.
Who's that?
Carola.
Carola, you're Irish? Carola, you got on the call today, right?
Yes, I did today.
You know what?
Hello, Carola.
Hello.
I don't understand.
Wanda.
Is that Wanda in L.A.?
Wanda in Liebenthal, Saskatchewan.
Oh, in Saskatchewan. Hi, Wanda.
Hi.
Is Saskatchewan the name of an Indian tribe?
Yeah.
Probably.
I live at Liebenthal on a farm. And Liebenthal is German for Love Valley.
Sounds beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen.
Sounds more beautiful than it is.
I hate when that happens.
Do you have cows or do you have cops?
We have cows, and we have shares in the Great Sand Hills. So the cows, they go to the Sand Hills, the Great Sand Hills of Canada. It's like the Sahara Desert.
Can we all move up there with you if the world breaks down?
Sure. I've got 3 houses.
You do?
Got a lot of acreage?
Yep. Yeah, we got land.
All right.
We got churches that need
people.
We'll all
be there.
Marilyn's coming.
Yeah, I'm going. Probably getting across the border might be difficult, though.
Anybody know how to milk cows on the line?
Yep.
I do.
You don't? Who said I do?
I do. Heinz.
Heinz, you know how to milk cows, Heinz?
We used to have a cow when I grew up.
Wow.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I know how to milk cows, too.
I do in theory. Huh?
I do, too. No.
How about butcher chickens?
And milk a cow.
Oh, no.
And there's a lot, yes.
Oh.
You have chickens too, huh?
used to.
You know how to milk a chicken? You can't milk a chicken.
It does get cold up there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It only gets cold.
It's really, really nice and sunny this week. It's plus 4 degrees, sun shining, everything's drying up.
Not a good place to live in a tent, though, right?
No.
No, in the summer, maybe.
Is that the province where they shot the TV show Corner Gas?
Yep, it is, yep.
That was a good show.
What show was that?
Corner Gas. It's shot down by Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Oh.
All right.
So, Wanda, you probably have enough space to land a spaceship?
Oh, I wish I had a spaceship, yeah.
I might still buy one of them.
is Colleen on the line?
Nope.
So, and Arielle, are you on the line yet? Still?
She may be busy with the kids. She's babysitting right now.
She's babysitting, okay.
Yeah, I don't know, Wisconsin.
She's babysitting.
Hey, Chris in Memphis.
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
Chris.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Chris.
What's up?
Hey, Chris got out of the hospital, and he's doing good.
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 Yeah, that's right.
Wonderful.
The main thing was getting that chest tube out. I got that out on Friday. That thing was horrible. It's like having an extra appendage coming out of me.
It's very sore. What did you have done?
Yeah. Well, I had real bad pneumonia then go away, and then I got a staph infection, and I had all this air and fluid in my lungs, so I had to have 3 chest tubes put in, and they took 2 out in the hospital, and I came home with one, and I'm all clear now, so they took it out, so I'm all good. I'm just a little sore over there, but I'm good.
Wow.
Yeah,
so they had
actually,
you on.
I actually died on the operating table and they had to intubate me, and my blood pressure dropped and all that. And,
did you have an OBE?
That's what everybody was thinking, but I don't think I was gone that long, so yeah, I didn't see the light or I didn't come, you know. Next thing I know, I was just in the ICU with this big tube coming out of my throat and trying to talk, and I didn't know I was in there, so I was trying to do sign language to the nurse.
Go ahead. Who's going to talk?
What's that?
I think I'm just going to hang up and let you guys talk to each other.
Oh.
And finally, I'm finally not needed. What a great accomplishment.
No.
You could have a thing where it's story hour, because I got a million stories. Some of them are maybe or X-rated, maybe, though. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? Is Blaine on the line?
Nope. I guess Blaine is traveling, I believe.
He is. He sent me an email that he was traveling, yeah.
He's traveling? Did you get my email from Wanda?
Wanda, was that you who sent me an email today?
Yeah, did you get mine?
I did. You know what? I couldn't read the whole thing. Oh, now I can read it. Okay.
Okay.
But
it was questions,
you know, that's,
but sort of dot dot.
But that should be a question for Wednesday. Okay.
Okay.
Not for tonight.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
I couldn't
see the outline for the shows properly.
And send it to questions@intelligent-infinity.
I knew I was at the wrong site, so I just,
I'll give it a try. That's all right. I did get it. Here's the thing. You know, I could spend 2 days preparing for the Wednesday call, and I get a million emails, and the only way I can really do it, to be sure, is to send the email questions. At intelligent-infinity, because that way I do a search before the call and compile the questions. And if your question isn't there, I can miss it. So that's why it's important to send it in that way. You know, it's very interesting. I was thinking about what I was going to talk about like an hour before the call. And I had this thing go through my mind. The grounding. We don't often talk about grounding. And as I was driving home from the store, I suddenly, I go the same route. I pass this street probably quite often during the week. And for some reason, I looked at the street sign, never noticed it before. And I'm thinking I had the thought in my head, I'm going to talk about grounding, and the street was called Ground Street. So, let me see. Am I still here?
Yes, I muted the lines.
Oh, okay. So, I thought that was the universe giving me a confirmation or going along with me. And you know what? I want to unmute everybody for a moment. Hang on a second. Where do I unmute people? Mute off. Okay. I thought I'd just throw out the question as a group question. Like, what? And answer this for yourself. Well, let me just say, don't answer this for yourself. Let's ask it as a general question and say, what are the things that make people grounded? So the lines are open. All you got to do is say something.
Nature.
We'll hear you.
Nature.
Gardening.
Nature. Gardening. How many of you have had experience being grounded in nature and gardening?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Now, how about something else?
makes you
walking
grounded.
Barefoot.
Walking barefoot. Is that Marilyn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Conference call. All the conference calls, they ground me.
Swimming.
Bouncing up and down.
The woods and do it, sit up against a tree.
Okay, Vin, his line dropped just out, so he'll be right back. Now, there's also that there's one movie, online movie. It was out for a little while for free, but is it called Grounded? Person who got healed from his disease laying naked in Alaska on the ground, I guess, for a while. Don, you right or not?
No, hi.
No?
Are you thinking of the movie Powder?
I thought it was called Grounded, actually.
Grounding.
It was like a couple of months ago that it came out. And then they gave it like a week, you could watch it for free, and after that...
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
For me, the conference call on Monday and Wednesday and Sunday, they really ground me.
Mm-hmm.
They really work.
What's the premise of it, Hyde?
What's that?
What is the premise of it? What is it?
You know, it's showing... they made it like a documentary kind of deal of a person in Alaska that you can heal yourself by getting grounded, by just, you know, grounding by laying.
You're talking about grounding
the earth.
In the earth or...
What's that?
Getting grounded in a sense with literal, with the earth?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. If you listen to like one of the mantras, it's called the Gayatri Mantra. You always use Gaia, you know, Mother Gaia,
mm-hmm.
The Gayatri Mantra, like the essence of all. Something like that is one directing to the earth.
Yeah,
so it's like the seven spheres. But I think nature. I think I went out into nature. Put my back up against a tree to meditate, and it just, if you can really connect with it, it can, because your chakras go outside of your back. And when
mm-hmm.
you merge with something like that. And I would recommend before someone does it, watch the YouTube video, The Secret Life of Plants. And what you learn, because they say everything has consciousness. And
mm-hmm.
if you then go out and commune with nature, you can come from a much better perspective, because everything does have consciousness. You know, in that movie where the guy said, you know, when you think, when they hooked the plants up to all the devices, and then they said, well, we thought, you know, what could we do to get a reaction? Well, maybe I'll burn it. And at the thought of I will burn it, the plant started to react.
Mm-hmm.
And then they found out that, you know, all these plants have intelligence, and if you pray for them before you eat them, you know, because they think, they feel, they know. You know, what time you come home from work and, you know, if you talk to him or not. I mean, it's a fascinating movie. It's a guy that created the, the lie detector test. And then he just moved everything down to, with the microns, with regards to how they're reading the plants for response. The Secret Life of Plants. It's about 1970s. You've got the option of black and white or black and white.
Are you down at the computer?
No. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
All right, put it out. Plug it in back downstairs when you're done.
Yeah, it's a fascinating one.
Yeah, also, if you just... you have a tree near your house, and if you just look at the tree and you imagine and you just... That the tree is listening to you. You can just share a story, and
right.
When you're at the same frequency, you can just, you know, it resonates. And
Carlos Castaneda.
Because it is aware of you. Now, one thing that was really fascinating, if you watch the movie, one of the things to watch out for is when the scientist said that we had all these plants wired up, but every time the delivery guy would show up, all the plants would basically scream. They would start, you know, all the wires would start reacting. And then he asked the guy, he said, well, what is it that you do, you know, other than being a delivery guy? And he said, on the weekends, I have a lawn cutting business. So every time this guy walked into the room, the consciousness of the plants responded because he cut lawns. Mm-hmm. And they thought it's their turn. He's here. That energy. So the whole thing is that, you know, when you kind of learn all that, I mean, it's a fascinating story that the plants that are in this laboratory hooked up to this stuff are conscious of what was going on. And he wired up his house plants, and he discovered that when he got home, they responded. When he was in Europe, and he said when we got into the taxi to go to the airport, the plants responded. When we landed at home, the plants responded. He said it was, you know, started to really turn everything about. And what stopped, like if something was, if they were going to eat the carrot and that, if there was, the only way they would take away this scream, in essence, was to, you know, thank the carrot, to pray for it, you know. As you've taken on the earth and the sun, so shall we take on you.
Yeah.
And, you know, thank you for the gift of life. And then the plant would get, the scream would go away. And it was really, it brought about a whole new, you know, esoteric understanding of the universe that we live in. And, you know, what it's like to consume things. I mean, how many things die for us every day? We don't think about it. So it brought it all into perspective. But anyway, the movie, if you watch that and then go commune in nature, I think they'll have a really significant experience because you know that you're in their house.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for sharing, Joel. I think that Wynn is back. Wynn, are you present?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, I'm on Skype. You know what? I shouldn't have said I should have let you guys do the call. I got to be really careful what I say. I couldn't get on. I was, you know, people are emailing me occasionally, but they can't get on. They get, you know, it doesn't go through. And so I kept calling back, and it wouldn't let me in. So now I know what it's like. I better get on early.
I got dropped out today.
Dropped me. Have you guys noticed how on Sundays, really often, I get dropped out at the high point of the meditation at the end? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I've noticed.
Yeah. Kind of amazing. Yeah. The whole call goes smooth, and then just as the energy is really at a high point, usually on the planetary part of it, I get dropped out. Sometimes I have to ask a question about that. Maybe I should submit it on Wednesday and see what they say. because it's got to be something more than coincidence. Either our energy gets so strong and the system can't handle it, or we're getting blockage by the negative that cuts in and tries to cut the energy. I don't know. It's got to be one or the other. But in any case, the last thing I remembered before I disappeared had to do with grounding. And somebody said that they get grounded by these calls. And then I asked who else got grounded by the calls, who else had that experience. And that's when I dropped out. I didn't get the answer to that. So who else had that experience? Can I ask again?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Anyone? Yeah.
Sure, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I must have, because I ended up falling asleep.
When? During the call?
At the end of the meditation.
Oh,
me
on
too.
Sunday.
Me too.
Yeah. You know what?
Don't go away.
I don't know if you guys noticed something, but something really extraordinary happened on the Sunday call that is not expected. Did you guys notice? Anyone know what it was?
Nope.
Gary was on the call. And
yeah.
They were talking to him. If you listen to the channeling, they're talking to Gary. And I asked Terry afterwards, was Gary there? And she said, yes.
Wow. I was wondering why they kept on saying Gary.
Yeah.
I heard the name being mentioned a couple times. And I thought, well that's weird. Is there two people there?
But you know what? It would not be unexpected that he'd be on the call. You know, when you leave this realm, Terry, I'll have Terry talk about this, clarify it, because she's the one that did it, and she's much more adept than I am at seeing the astral level and what's going on there. Because when you, the way that I have understood it from all the questions we've asked, is that when you leave this realm, you end up usually on the astral plane. And now maybe the astral plane is the closest level to Earth, to the physical plane. So if you're a ghost, you're on the astral plane. And when you first die, you'll probably pass through the astral plane, and you may stay there for a while, or you may move on. And if you move on, there's different choices, and I think there's different, you can go one way or another. There's a kind of a dark realm that you can go to, and I think there's a negative spirit that is kind of pushing people through the dark realm, if they can get them in. And then there's the tunnel of light, where you move into higher dimensions, and then various angelic sources, and perhaps our sources, parts of them, work with you and help heal the anguishes and pain that you kind of took on while you're alive, clear them from your system. And then I think you get a choice to say, okay, it's kind of like you're a boxer and you go back in your corner and they put water on your face and are you ready for the next round?
That's a good analogy. I like that.
Yeah. And then you come back again and keep going back and forth. So when you leave this realm, you'll oftentimes stay in where your body is. Or
Dad, or when?
You get cut off again.
Somebody muted me. Was that you, Hives, muting me?
No, I'm not.
Who else is on a console? Joel, are you on a console?
I'm bringing it to my console.
I'm on a 805 number.
I see Joel just got in back on, and he is muted.
Somebody muted me.
You're on 805, yes. So let's just keep keep going.
We'll just keep going. So, like, for example, I'm just giving you things that I've observed, okay? These are things that, just from my own observations, being around Terry, when my sister passed, she had an agreement with her husband. They both had an agreement to always be with each other. And so when we went to New Jersey, Terry and I were sleeping in the living room, and Larry walked in, and I said something like, maybe Joanne will talk to us. And suddenly, Terry was, Joanne's here, and Joanne started to say something. And Larry walked out because he didn't believe it was real. And then Terry was telling me that my sister was kind of devastated because apparently, on the astral plane, you can be aware of everything on the physical. You can see people, you can hear them, but nobody can see you except Terry. So be careful when you die. I mean, we went back to New York because there was a ceremony for Terry's brother, who had died a year before, I think, and we were at the Cemetery. Some of you are making a lot of noise there. Don't chew in the background. Is that Eric? Eric, are you chewing?
No, that was me. But it wasn't, all that noise wasn't me.
Okay, I just muted Eric. We can see who makes noise. So, in any case, we went to the cemetery, and there was this little ceremony. Everybody left, and Terry said, I want to stay here. And suddenly, Terry's having a conversation with her brother, who's still hanging around his body. And it's supposedly one of the reasons that it's good to get cremated is that it breaks you of the habit of your body because it doesn't exist anymore. And
but the thing, one of the things is I think that some people need a little bit of time to get used to the idea that their body isn't working anymore, and so they can kind of venture out and go back, and they need maybe a week or two or something to get used to it. Some people do. Other people are just ready to go. And there's a tunnel of light, and there they go.
Right.
Other people don't want to go, and, like, they hang around.
Mm-hmm.
Just hanging around and trying to figure out how to continue.
Yeah. So, you know, it would not be unusual for Gary to show up on our call. He might be here now. Hi, Gary. But on the Sunday call, they were talking to Gary, and, you know, it sounded like they were talking to us, but they weren't. They were saying, Gary, this, Gary, it's okay. And Terry, what was your experience? Because I know people, since we're all going to die, we may as well get a good idea of what happens. What was your experience?
Well, the Elohim were trying to do what is called the death walk with him, where they walk the person into a higher realm, or into a higher aspect of light. And so they were talking to Gary and explaining the option of moving to a higher realm of light where he could speak to other beings and get healed and talk about his experience. And then he, instead of just staying here, trying to continue, he could move into the higher realm and get revitalized, get rehabilitated, go over any problems or any debriefed, and then would be able to choose what he wanted to do, which my one choice, they were saying, would be at that point, you know, he could come back after a break.
Mm-hmm. So, were you aware that Gary was present energetically before we went into the channeling, or did you get the awareness during the channeling?
I became aware that he was around. When we were over at Vaughn's house, and a couple of people saw yellow around me, like yellow orbs all around me. And my aura is not yellow. Yellow signifies intelligence, the mind level, thinking things through. And that's not my normal color of my aura.
No one would say anything about it. No one would accuse you of that.
Right. So I didn't know why that had happened, but then before the call, I became aware that Gary was around and he really wanted to keep working with us and everybody, and he really missed everybody. And when I was really missing Gary big time, until I became aware that he was right there near me. around me. And when I became aware of that, it's like, hi, Gary. And then when I became aware of that and I could communicate, then the sadness went away. It's like, oh, well, Gary's right there. And Gary doesn't have to be sad either because he's right there. And he's got options. And then the sadness went away.
By the way, when I insult Terry, some people think, did I insult you, Terry? She is very intelligent. I have to just... I always get emails about that afterwards. And so I just want to correct that because obviously I have the utmost love and respect for Terry. I mean, and she has been the unsung hero behind a lot of the work we're doing. And she's been really dedicated. And so when we joke, it's really just to bring the energy up. It's not disrespect, or it's not me being a male chauvinist, which sometimes people will email me. But it's a matter of keeping the energy light and fun, because it's within that aspect of things that we all lighten up. And part of this whole game, and it's serious, we want to graduate this realm, and if we're having fun, you can't say, okay, open up your hearts. But it's kind of like we all have been meeting in other dimensions for months and sometimes years. And suddenly, we've cleared enough energy that we're suddenly meeting in this dimension in a deeper, more loving way. And you can just notice that. I notice it. And it's like I learn how this works, because oftentimes people, when they first come in to our group or come into this, they think everything is going to shift overnight. And this is like a gradual process for most people. Everyone's different, but for most people, it's gradual, because we are letting go of patterns that we've held for a very, very long time, most likely many, many lifetimes. And to move through that, you know, if it takes a year and you actually move through it, it would be like fantastic. If it takes 2 years, it's fantastic. If it takes 6 months, it's fantastic. Because what an opportunity to get rid of that baggage. And going back to being grounded, thank you. Thanks, Terry, for sharing. Going back to being grounded, of course, I guess dying is one way to get really grounded. You're underground, but we'll leave that off topic. What are some other things that ground you?
When I muted the lines, I'm sorry.
Okay, let's unmute everybody. Okay, you're all muted, unmuted. What are some of the things that that ground you that we haven't mentioned?
Deep breathing.
Patience.
Pardon me?
Doing artwork.
Doing work. Did somebody say doing work?
Doing artwork.
Doing
swimming.
Hard work. Swimming.
Swimming.
Physical exercise, then.
I said deep breathing.
Walking barefoot in the dirt on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you already said that one, but that's good.
Watching the ocean.
Watching the ocean. What else?
Going for bike riding. Holy sites.
Did I hear bike riding?
Yep.
What was the other one?
Visiting holy sites.
Visiting holy sites. Okay.
Mantras and chanting.
Mantras and chanting. See, that's all different. Now, how many of you find family grounding, because that's like the standard thing for most people, to be grounded is family, starting with your parents and then getting married and having children. Anyone fit into that category?
Making love.
Making love. I was going to...
Sex grounds you really well.
Sex grounds you really well, right. Okay,
I had twins. That grounded me.
You had twins, and that grounded you.
Yeah.
And how many...
It probably made you crazy.
How many have family grounding them?
Yes.
How many... No, I think that's... Terry Klopaki, are you on the line?
Yes.
Are you outside in the wind? Are you outside in the wind?
I'm driving right now.
We hear you.
Okay.
I'm going to mute you. Now, if you mute yourself, you're muted, okay. That means if you try to talk, we won't hear you, but that'll be the way it goes. So, I said sex, and...
I didn't say that. I said making love.
Making love, okay?
Thank you. There's a difference. And,
guys, all the women on the line love you. All the women on the line love you now.
Breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding. Okay. How about money? Does money make you feel grounded?
No.
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 That makes you really high.
I think it can.
Yeah,
I think
spend money for other people, yes.
I mean, money gets you security. It buys food. It buys a nice house. And those things make you feel grounded. Because when you're grounded, you're safe. And money helps you feel safe. Is that true?
True. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So don't overlook that. Don't think money is nothing. Because, we're talking about the root chakra, the lower chakras. And... just because you're spiritual does not mean the root chakra is not incredibly important, because that helps your body survive. You're in a body, and the root chakra is what ties your higher energies down to the earth. And I think if you don't accept that money... Now, if you don't have money... or your money is low, or you're feeling a little bit edgy, which a lot of people are, you can look at that, and it doesn't mean you need money to be grounded, but it's, and everyone's different, okay? Like, some people can live in tents, they can pick wild berries and eat them, and they learn to live in nature, they're out of the system, and money's not important to them. And those people may be some of the most secure around, because if everything breaks down, nothing's going to change for them. As long as there's berries out there, hopefully nothing will change. I wanted to say something about making love.
That.
Pardon me?
I already tried living with nothing. It didn't ground me.
Didn't ground you. Okay. Ariel should be on the line. Ariel, are you back yet?
I'm here.
Ariel.
What grounds me is doing things for other people.
Doing things for... Who is that?
Wanda.
Okay. Well, you know what? You are... That means you're a wanderer. And
my name is Wanderer One.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. And Ariel's good at... Ariel, could you live in nature if you had to?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, better than I can.
Where are you going to find the nature area to live in?
In the mountains. I do
landwork.
How do you stay warm in your nature?
I have a 22-foot travel trailer.
You have a travel trailer. Okay, so you're not
exactly...
Yeah,
I have solar panels.
Not exactly roughing it.
I have solar panels, but I lived in a backpack for 8 years.
That's when you were... Now, Ariel, you know, some of you have heard us in the past. We have this theory that Ariel was that Indian who guided Sacagawea.
Yeah.
You know, she has a kind of personality. I wouldn't have read about her. Because Ariel loves to get on the road and travel. She can live traveling. And, you know, I relate to her because I'm not doing that now, but there was a period of my life where I did that. Hi, so you watch the board because we keep everybody open. We got to mute. Who is that?
Yeah, I'm doing mute lines.
Okay. No. I just wanted to mute the people that are making noise.
Okay.
Okay. I did. So
that is Ariel's line. That's the problem.
Oh, it's Ariel's line? Did I just...
Yes.
Ariel, is that the kids in the background?
No, actually, everyone's very quiet. I put the babies to bed, and I'm just making tacos.
You're making tacos?
I think your tacos are talking to you.
I'm making tacos and enchiladas. Everybody, come on over.
You're making me hungry.
All right. So, Ariel would. Now, this is what I think she did. She would be taking rides from truck drivers, and they drive her to the next truck stop. Then she'd get another truck driver. And she would help keep the truck drivers kind of up and entertained while they were driving. And, but she wasn't going anywhere. She was just...
I took a full buffalo to New York City. You know that's true. I took a full buffalo with love on one side and light on the other in the Lord's Prayer all the way to New York City from Portland.
A buffalo?
All the way to... Yes. A white buffalo. I took the head of a white buffalo when I broke up with my ex-husband, and I jumped on the tractor and trailer, and I went to Amarillo, remember that? Then I went into Dallas, Texas, and then we hit that storm, and thunder jumped on the backside of me, and then we jumped all the way. I took it all the way to New York City.
Now you weren't hitchhiking at the truck stops with a white buffalo, were you?
Yes, I was, and they were lifting my stuff and taking it with me.
And you would talk these truck drivers into putting the buffalo on their truck?
Yes. And they did it. They did what I told them to do.
Okay.
And they sure did it. Yeah, but I was going for light and love. I was running it all the way through when we had the hurricane. And we hit the hurricane, and then I headed north and went into New York and all the way up and finally went into the New Orleans. I went all the way back into New Orleans and did a cleanup down there because I could do road work. And I cleaned up down there in New Orleans, and then I came back.
So were you on a Native American mission?
Yes.
To do that?
Because yes.
Whose buffalo was it?
It's mine.
You owned the white buffalo?
Yeah.
Now, how did you get to own a white buffalo?
It was handed to me by an elder.
Of what tribe?
They told me to ride it, and I did.
And so I left
Glenn, and I left. And he didn't know what to think. I said, you're going to cheat, I left.
Ariel,
I understand, but I had to do it. I had to do it for the nations because we need peace.
Now, it's hard for me to believe you would be at a truck stop with a white buffalo.
I did. With Marvin the Silver Bullet. Remember Marvin? Remember Marvin the Silver Bullet? Yeah, Marvin drove me all the way.
But didn't the people at the truck stops come out and say, you've got to move from here?
No, they didn't. They just actually, you know, I got a lot of love offerings off of that one. I did. I did my medicine bags, and they did love offerings.
Well, I mean, if you were Sacagawea, then you had one big sense of adventure, right?
Well, so,
I've had a great adventure.
Yeah.
So it's hard for you to sit still, isn't it?
Yes, and I did the Lewis and Clark reenactment, too. Didn't you know that?
No.
Yeah, I rode the canoe all the way from Lewis and Clark, all the way down the Dalles. They were waiting for me. I just had to suit up and show up. Remember, suit up, show up, and it all works out.
For those of you that don't know, Sacagawea, you know, in American history, there were two explorers that opened up the West. They went into all this territory that no one would go into, were Lewis and Clark. And they were going through all this Indian territory, and there was a woman, an Indian, named Sacagawea, who accompanied them. Actually, she was married, and her husband was a trader. She married, not a traitor, a trader, and he was... He was working for Lewis and Clark, and Sacagawea was his wife. But his wife became famous because she was able to negotiate with all the Indians on the way so they would have safe passage. Otherwise, they probably wouldn't have made it, you know? Is that right, Ariel? Did I get the story somewhat right?
Yes, and I learned languages as I went through the tribes. So I've got almost 33 languages now.
And right now, you weren't born a Native American, right?
I was born a Native American, and I was adopted.
You were adopted. Oh, so you were born a Native American. Okay.
Yeah, I was born Native American, but I was adopted.
Because Native Americans tend to accept you, don't they, easily?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
And they even think you're special, right?
Well... I'm just me.
How long did it take you to learn all those languages?
Huh?
How long did it take you to learn all those languages?
I learned 12 in 1 year. I'm going to say hello to the Elohim for keeping me alive.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. 12 in 1 year.
Yeah, 12 in 1 year. But I had to humble myself. Very much. And I wasn't allowed any more than I could carry on my back.
Do you remember that lifetime very well?
Huh?
Do you remember that lifetime very well?
I'm learning it more as I remember as I go.
Okay.
I don't get it all at once. I don't think anybody does. I mean, they may, but I didn't.
Yeah,
I remember things like going down in the... When I go to lands, I remember them. Like coming to Rollins?
Yeah. By the way, Ariel happens to look a little like Sacagawea. If anyone wants to... how do you spell Sacagawea? I mean, that's one heck of a past life name.
S-A-C-A-G-A-E-W-A.
Thank you. You can go look Sacagawea up on the Internet, and it's a fascinating story. And
you have to show up when they tell you, too, or they'll push you to show up. You have to keep going. Yeah.
Ariel, spell it one more time. S-A-P?
S-A-C, like cat. A-J-E-W-A. I'll tell you the truth of translation. T-S-A-G-A-G-A-L. They broke it down. It's supposed to be S-A-G-A-G-A-L. A-L. All the natives, they do it different.
What does it mean?
But she came out of Riverton, Wyoming.
Look on Google the Lewis and Clark, and you're going to find her name there.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't remember
Ariel, what
does
that name mean?
Well, Wen, can we switch to current events, please?
Well, you know what?
Time.
Not
going to
name.
Time.
So sorry.
It's 6:56.
I've got a great one.
Wait a second.
We need to
apologize. We're supposed to be off right now, okay? but if anyone wants to know that plane that went down in Malaysia, there's something really fishy about it. Don't trust the thing. Also, if you looked at what Ukraine, the Ukrainian, what's that? Crimea. This is Crimea. Recently, voted to be part of the Russia to go back, And our president said, that can't happen. We don't allow it. I thought we liked democracy, but maybe I'm missing something here.
You're missing something.
I may be.
Two strikes, three strikes, you're out, man. Okay, Dr. Courtney Brown, who is a Ph.D. at Emory University.
Wait a second. It is 6:57, and we're going to have to talk about this some other day, because DBS is going to cut us off. And
you can stay on the line.
Well, you guys could stay on the line. I got a 7:30 meeting, and but you guys can. I'll tell you what. We'll leave the lines open. Would you? You know, you guys. We have such a good energy. You know, in the past, I didn't leave the lines open because every time I did, I started getting emails about somebody started channeling on the line. This happened, that happened. Would you guys like me to leave the lines open?
Please.